Blog Talk Radio. Beat Tuesday.
Hey, 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 I just walked up in the building, y'all. I'm doing my thing. It's your man, DJ Big Stu in the building. What's good? What's good? This is Hump Day Wednesdays, man. Y'all know how we do this. Me and K Nicole, we gonna rock today. We gonna rock it real, 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 real good today. Found the new system. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big. Shout out to everybody on this rainy, rainy, rainy night. You know what I'm saying? I'm out right now. I was ready to play some music, but I had to, you know, I had to say, man, it's going crazy over there. I was looking at the news a little earlier, and it's going crazy over there in Egypt. Like, they got what they wanted. They pushed these people out, man. They over there celebrating. They dancing. They burning things down. It's like they got rid of the tyrant, I guess they felt. And, you know, it's like 4:30 in the morning right now, Cairo, Egypt, and they out there. It's 4:30 a.m., and they out there deep partying like it's New Year's or something, waving their flags. This is real big. So, you know, I don't know what's coming to the world, you know, but there's a lot of changes going on all over. There's a lot of people in different parts of the world feeling freedom, feeling democracy, and in all different fashions. Like, you know, us in America, we take advantage of being free, and we take advantage of what we got and how we live, you know what I'm saying? But in other countries, it ain't like that. In other countries, man, they be straight up and down, be for real, like, going through stuff and struggle, especially women. You know what I mean? Women in other countries get treated so bad, especially in them countries over there. You know what I'm saying? The third world countries and different things like to that nature. They actually got. I mean, these people were so prepared for this thing. They got a helicopter that's sparkling green. My co-host Kay Nicole is in the building late, like she always is.
In the building.
Like she's always this late.
What's good, people? It's Hump Day Wednesday. K Nicole is in the building. I'm definitely here.
I was just talking to the people about the revolution in Egypt, how everybody's out there celebrating and happy. They're going crazy out there in Egypt. What you think about that?
I think, you know, change is always good. You know? Change can always be good. You know, but you know, in those countries, you know, for that change, they go through a lot to make that change, to get that change.
Well, they're going to, they say they're going to chop a couple of women's heads off tonight. Now, I'm just playing. That's another joke, because women thought, oh, we don't like that. But now, you know, you got to be careful in those countries, man.
That might even be a joke.
You got to be careful in those countries. I mean, but I'm hoping that the thing changes. Huh?
What?
The whole thing, like the whole situation about, like, you know, how they treat women over there, how they treat the kids over there. You know, I mean, they don't have to change their beliefs and their religions to American style.
Yeah, I agree.
But I just think they just treat other people like, just make their own people more fair.
I totally agree. I think they need to, you know, women need the equality. They, trust me, in those countries, even though they don't want to give women fair share, they got their women working. You understand what I'm saying? So if you want to be a man, and you want to be that type of man where your woman shouldn't do nothing and do nothing, then you should be able to provide and support her.
Do they get paid the same much as a man?
Most likely not, but the man should be able to provide and for his wife where she don't have to do nothing but take care of her home and her kids.
All right.
If so, you feel like she shouldn't do nothing else.
What do you think is going to happen over there now, right? Over there now in Egypt. And, I don't think Egypt was so much as bad as, like, Iraq and Iran, though, when it came to women. I don't think. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the same, you know, it's the religion. But, you know, it seems like a lot of women, when I look at the protesters, they're more happier, the women. Like, look, I mean, we're looking at the big camera. It's thousands of people out there.
Listen, I feel like, you know what? I think they all be having those type of problems. But you're right. I don't think it was bad as Iran and stuff. Why? Because, I don't know, I think Egypt, I don't know, maybe the warfare is not as bad as Iran and Iraq and all that. I'm not really sure. I could be completely wrong about that.
What
but they
think,
look like they made some progress.
The thing about George Zimmerman, he's been on trial. George Zimmerman looks crazy to me, man. If this guy gets off, I think it's probably going to, I mean, I hate to say it, man, but, you know.
Nah, he ain't getting off, man. He tried to, I seen one little piece. I haven't really seen a lot of it, but I've been trying to keep up with it. And I seen one little piece where the lawyer was trying to confuse one of the ladies that said she seen Zimmerman on top of
Trayvon.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, didn't you say, so the lawyer's asking her, like, didn't you say you wasn't sure if it was Zimmerman on top or, she was like, well, when did I say that? She said, today, you even said it today. She said, no, I did not. I didn't really catch the whole thing with that part. He was trying to trip him up. That's what they do, you know. This is real high profile. George Zimmerman got a lot of rich people behind him. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
He got money, so he got some of the best lawyers.
Well, you know, Trayvon got a million-man march behind him.
Yeah, Trayvon's family got their lawyers and they stuff going
too.
And
even about the lawyers, it's about how it's going to go down. It's a million-man march. It's just like all of us just sitting here hoping, I'm hoping y'all, somebody out there in Florida listening, we hoping that y'all do the right thing, because y'all didn't do the right thing with Al Gore and Bush. Was it Al Gore?
y'all
didn't do the right thing with Al Gore and Bush, and y'all learned.
All
we 8 years,
Florida,
we learned Florida.
They didn't do the right thing by Trayvon, period.
Y'all didn't do the right thing last year in the Obama election, Florida, except for all the people who came out. I'm talking about the system. The people in Florida did the right thing.
Right,
but
right.
The system
was
in Florida
crazy.
Is whack.
They was trying to stop the vote crazy. But the whole situation with the Trayvon, man, it's just amazing how this man was able to call the cops and say he sees somebody lurking around his neighborhood. And the cops tell him, all right, stand down. We'll send somebody out there.
The mess
and
up part.
Later,
I'm sorry. You know, when I think about what you were saying, the messed up part is he gets more protection than Trayvon had that night.
It's crazy.
Right
and
now,
the crazy
George
thing
Zimmerman
is,
gets more protection than Trayvon had that night. A grown ass man, no matter what you say, a grown ass man.
17-year-old boy.
Huh?
But the crazy part of it is how he killed him, and there was never no question.
But you know,
like, they never even really questioned the man about really what happened. They just took his story and that's it. Oh, this little black boy tried to attack you? Okay, it was all right to kill him.
You know, there's a lot of bad karma that's going to go to a lot of people in that case. Just like right now with the Central Park Five. There's a lot of people in that Central Park Five case, cops and all, that got bad karma that's going to start happening to them.
A lot of them got fired, too. Some of them got fired off of that
case. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then DAs and everything. And there's a lot of people that, you know, I mean, yeah, you suffer, like Nelson Mandela and a lot of people. We suffer when we, the minorities, we suffer. You know what I mean? When we can't, because the law system is not built for us. We can't afford it. You know what I mean? Rich people just always try to win. But let me tell you, they always suffer big. They suffer bigger in the hands of God, even in their God. You know, a lot of them, after they do all the stuff, then they get older. A lot of them, after they do all the stuff and they get older, it's like, it changes. They start to feel like, wow, you know what I did. You always see that. When you look at stuff, people end up telling what they did or what they was doing. You know what I'm saying? What they did back then. I got to confess now. Yes, I want to confess because, you know, once, you know, all the stuff, you dirt you did, once you get in front of God, man, it's going to come back to you.
Speaking of that, they got this woman, or boss, if they call her, the epitome of bad mother. She was arrested for killing her twin baby 15 years ago.
Wow.
She took her twin babies and threw them in the trash. Okay, let me read the
She got any kids
outfit.
Now?
A woman has been arrested in Virginia for the murder of her newborn twins who were found dead in a pile of trash 15 years ago.
Wow.
Darnisha Paulita Berry, 34, was held after a cold case unit reexamined the shocking death of the boy and girl at a Virginia college. The DNA also linked Berry, who is now married with a young child, to the bodies of the twins who died from head injuries before being tossed away. Their bodies were found in a trash room at the Hope Hall dorm at St. Paul's College in February 1998. Berry was a student at the college but was not considered a suspect at the time. Investigators believe the babies were born in a bathtub, killed, and then tossed down a trash chute from a hallway inside the dorm building. The state medical examiner office concluded that the case of death for the babies were blunt force trauma to the head. The double murder remained unsolved until local TV station ran a story on the murders that were under review by the cold case team. A number of tips and DNA evidence led them to Berry. Damn, that means people were calling in to say they knew about the situation. She was held at a part-time job. She was held at her part-time job in a bank in Henrico. What did I say? Am I saying it right? Henrico. And in being held without bond at the Mayheron Regional Jail in Alberta. Wow. She's just in the country. That's crazy. Assistant Chief Lawrence Police Department said Berry was not considered a suspect then. The bodies of the twins were when the bodies were found. It's a good thing to finally make arrest and bring some closure to this story. It was just crazy. The newcomer said. That's crazy.
I wanted to know that she had kids now. Like,
she
you know,
do. They said,
wow, that's crazy. So the kids now could have been like, wow, that could have been us.
They said Berry is 34, a baby. She was they said she had a kid and she was married.
That's crazy, man.
That is crazy. And speaking of that, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy that some people knew about the situation all this time, and, you know, they just now.
I tell you, conscious will always come back to karma. People probably, somebody probably was sitting home, oh, man, I can't do it. They know. Because, you know, you never know her circumstances. You never know her circumstances, though, back then. You know, what made her do that. You know, she's young back then. You know, a lot of young girls do that. But she had them twins. They was born already?
Yeah.
They was born already.
You know, when they do the... All right, back then they found the body. So obviously they didn't make who the baby was belonged to.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
she probably never went to the doctor, none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they linked
her. Never knew her family situation. Like, probably could never, she was in college, couldn't say she was pregnant.
Yeah.
You never knew, you know. You know, we're going to hear more of her life and story when that come out.
Yeah.
I mean, you just hear the tragedy part, but you don't know.
Yeah.
Her family could have been
in
pressure.
Probably,
I could.
She was in college.
I was in college.
She
I can't
pregnant.
Do it. Yo, this was this.
Yeah.
You know? So,
and,
you know, I think in her situation, it's hard to judge.
But that, and it was 15 years ago. But, you know, they said when they did the examination, I guess the skulls were cracked. And
mm-hmm.
it was a blunt force trauma. And then she threw them in the shed.
Oh, unless she just threw them in the shed and they hit their head. Unless she hit them with something. I mean, if she hit them with something, that's, I don't know how you could do that.
She killed them.
But, you know, what could have been going through her mind?
Banged her baby.
And did she finish college, too?
Even went on her life. I don't know what they
didn't
say.
I wonder if she didn't finish college, then you know that's like I said. I don't know. That's really 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 really.
Yeah,
really, really,
twit, man. It was a twit boy and girl.
Tomorrow
this
cookout.
Case. They just happened to open it up.
Tomorrow's cookout day.
Yes.
Everybody's gonna be cooking out everywhere tomorrow night.
It is going down tomorrow, the 4th of July.
I just want the people in the projects to know you only can cook out to 7 o'clock now.
7? Yeah.
Cops start coming around in the PJs, so I advise you to go to a local neighborhood park or get on a private area. The cops can't mess with you. But when you get on that project ground, I'm telling you, they start shutting you down, and nobody want to shut down in a real neighborhood cookout. 7 o'clock, the cookout is just starting.
I mean, that's real talk, though. Once you see the crowd of people looking like they're having fun.
Fun, and
the
bottles start popping out at 7, 8.
Barbecues be popping in the
house. Everybody start drinking. The bottles is popping.
Water gun fight's going to be nice tomorrow. I'm going to hit a barbecue tomorrow.
A what?
I'm going to hit a barbecue.
Hit a barbecue or two. Tomorrow's my grandson Jamel's birthday.
Yes, big shout out to Jamel.
Jamel. 4th of July. He's going to be running around uptown in the park being badass like he's always. But it's good. It's a good thing. I don't know, man. We should talk about some more stuff, man. We got some more stuff. They talking about Chris Brown. They talking about Chris Brown said, you know, at the awards, he said, don't believe that stuff. I like that little shot he did. You know, you don't believe what you did.
I'm a real nigga.
Yeah. So, you know, Chris Brown is fighting against the press.
You know what? I don't care. I like Chris Brown. You know what?
But you
I
know
don't
what the media
see? What he did, but you know what? If Rihanna could forgive him, then the media and everybody else could forgive
but
him.
But let me see what the
but
media
see.
The media see that the black America and the pop world still loves Chris Brown. Nobody's changing on him. He still has fans.
Chris
he still
Brown
has
a
lot of support.
He's a very talented young man. You know, his life is fast now, so mm-hmm. things happen.
And he didn't pee on nobody. So, you know, as long as he didn't pee on nobody.
Underage.
You know? You know, he good. You know what I'm saying? But
nah,
I'm going to tell you, R. Kelly,
he
came, he's coming back. He's going to join his crib. Everybody's liking R. Kelly. I mean,
no, it was nice. It was a dope tribute.
Everybody's liking R. Kelly off of that,
R.
man.
R. Kelly is a talented man, but...
Listen, you can't blame a brother's sexual fantasies and movements on what he did in the music. Because Liberace... And there's a bunch of people.
You can't blame it on what?
They interviewed John Lennon and Yoko Ono laying in their bed. Naked.
What you say? You can't blame what?
I'm just saying you can't
judge.
What? I mean.
Are you crazy? We still judge Oko Yuno and whatever John Lennon.
Let me tell you something.
But they still strange.
Now look at her. She saw herself.
Listen, we judging
right.
R. Kelly,
is it
but
true
R. Kelly going to still be a molester. That ain't changing.
Now,
you
was it molestation or was it a record deal swap? Which one was it? Because there's so many rumors.
If you underage, Kevin, come on. Go out there. All right, go get you an underage girl right now. Just
underage girl can't
that.
Sign a contract and it be legit. You somebody of age had to be there.
You already know. They was all bought out.
Huh? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? An underage girl can't sign a contract and it never hold up in
this
court.
Is not, that's not, you know that's not the first case with R. Kelly and the underage.
Yeah, I mean
but,
that's
but
what I'm saying.
What I'm saying
I mean, I'm just saying that.
I'm
all
pretty
I'm
sure
saying,
that young girl was out there, and fucking probably fucking, but R. Kelly jumped on it too.
Let
and
me tell
he
you.
Got caught out there.
It was like 2000 and something, wherever he was at, peeing on somebody probably wasn't style.
That's
you know what
I'm
saying?
That's shit right
they was like, all right, let's pee. You know, everybody, they was just pee. I mean, because, I mean, she stood there over and over again.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a few people that would have let Alan Kelly
once
pee
peed on,
them.
Always peed on.
We're going to play some music and get right back to ya. This Beast Through Radio. This Hump Wednesday, y'all. Y'all made it. Y'all made it.
Gold all of my rain, gold all of my watch, gold all of my watch. mansions, but we mashing though. With the top chopped off like Cassie, how? If your money lame, then mean your pussy lame. And my click all stars, no rookie game. Versace couture on my decor. If you scream rich bitch shit, I buy galore. 24 karat gold is how we go on tally hoes and keep them bitches spinning like a motherfucking marigold. Queen, R.O., bring sorrow. Coffee color Bugatti, a cream, borrowed. Starbucks. Car trucks, my queen sips eight, play your car slut. Hard top, soft top, that's a tough call. 100 bottles of Ciroc, that's a puff call. Body cold, hot cold. Fuck around and get my haters dipped in all gold.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring.
Niggas stay mobbing, for the cheddar loot, us niggas stay thriving. Worship perpetuate time through my rollie, baby. Gucci clear lenses, 2020 vision. I chose to be a revolutionist, visionary, representing more than hip hop. Mankind, perhaps humanity for 80. But I got a feeling that God ain't have nothing to do with this one. Another one of many experiments, and I can still hear the voices in my mind. When my cousin died so many years ago, remember it like yesterday. Reminiscing, thankful that the memories never fade, and dreams seem to be the only thing to keep me sane. Yo, the weight of the world so heavy on my back. I wanna be free, but I can't give up yet, and I just wanna be free. You heard me? So kick it, yo. Don't let the masses fool you, yo. You see, because they'll have you to believe that you in the land of the free. And telling us we free. Freedom is free to roam, no borderline in sight. So I can see the finish line. I'm focused on the prize. God's most prized possession is the people. So love yourself first as an individual. Then share love amongst the people. You and I, T.Y. through the music, art and the entertainment. Big ups to all the MCs, present day, those before, and the ones that have come after me. This movement is lifetime. I chose to love them all with open arms and a forgiving heart. World, I tell you that you love me back, and I just wanna be free. You heard me? So kick it. Hey yo, by show of hands, how many people in here have ever been in a relationship that they found it hard for them to get out of or break themselves away from? Just by a show of hands. Well, if you feel that way, then this third verse is dedicated to you, yo. And I just wanna be free. Is that too much to ask? She on my telly telling me no. I'm telling her I'm hanging up. Stress I don't want in my life. I wanna be smooth sailing. Yo, I'm in control of my life. Watching the world just like a television. And now that I'm older, I see it in high definition. Open ears, you hearing me? You listening? Process of elimination. Deleted many contacts. In fact, I felt they were holding me back. So I had to fall back. And yes, take it personal. Cause truth say personally, your whole persona clashes with my personality. So player baby and player haters have no position in my interior. But from the exterior, we hitting behind the limo tent. Created diversions, got them asking which way we went. But away from Texas to the worldwide Canada, I reside in the limelight. And you know I'm shining bright. The more gracious, the more crazy that I become. I love you world, now tell me that you love me back.
Thank you. Love the way you break it down.
Let's vibe for a minute.
Let a brother all up on it now. Ooh, girl, I really love your style.
How do I get closer to you?
How do I approach you without falling down?
Slide on my face and race for your love.
One time make it count, is love ain't even.
Girl, running out of time for a minute.
Like what?
Gotta chase love down.
Nothing for tomorrow.
Can you stay for a minute, be my girlfriend? Can you stay for a minute, be my girlfriend?
Girl, I'm running out of time for a minute.
Like what?
Gotta chase love down.
Life is such a mother.
Can you stay for a minute, be my girlfriend? Can you stay for a minute, be my girlfriend?
Baby girl, I would like to know, how can I get closer to you? I would like to know your name, so that I can get closer to you.
Darling, please,
will you let a brother take you out? Show what love is all about.
Walks in the park, holding hands while we kissing.
For your love, I would fight. Your love can't be missing.
Want you to be the only one
by my side, down to ride.
Girl, I'm running out of time for a minute.
Like what?
Gotta chase love down.
Nothing for tomorrow.
Can you stay for a minute, be my girlfriend? Can you stay for a minute, be my girlfriend?
Girl, I'm running out of time for a minute.
Gotta chase love down.
Life is such a mumble.
Can you stay for a minute, be my girlfriend? Can you stay for a minute, be my girlfriend?
David J out of Europe. That's the homie. He's like the Usher of Europe, man. Word up. Big shout. We had David J on the show. Big shout out to David J. That's a hot joint. His whole album is hot.
He's definitely doing big things in Europe. Y'all hear it, though. Y'all heard it here. Just remember that. Y'all heard it here, because when he come over here, I want you to know, and I want y'all to say, damn, we heard him on Beach Blue Radio.
Yeah. He got to join my man, Real Saddam, too. I'm going to play that later on tonight. That joint is hot, too.
Radio.
Shout out to Real Saddam.
Yeah, big shout out to Lil Saddam.
So what's going on?
They got some of the, you know, stuff going around in the news. They got the CBS show called Big Brother, and Big Brother, they got some new cast. Most of the cast are white. They got a black guy, and they got
one black guy.
And
one black guy.
One of the cast members. Her name was Gina Marie. She refers to welfare as nigger insurance, you know. And Aaron called gay contestant Andy a queer. He just called him a queer. Spencer refers to the same gay contestant as Kermit the fuck. You know what I'm saying? They just keep going on. They racist. They talking about different things. They say CBS has released a statement to TMZ saying, "We certainly find the statements made by several of the house guests on the live internet feed to be offensive. However, the eye point out of 24/7 live performing can sometimes reveal some bad things about people saying at times. House guests reveal prejudice and other beliefs that we do not condone." So they just saying, in other words,
we ain't gonna take the show off the air.
We feel sorry that you were called a nigger, but you know, don't got a big enough voice. That's the problem, man.
You gotta crack somebody in the jaw. Crack somebody in the jaw. Bow.
It's crazy.
Gay guy goes slapper. Lock-a-da.
That's exactly what you need to do. Wild yeah. out. Wild
Black
out.
Black guy just punched the girl in the mouth, man. Well, she said some disrespectful
yeah.
stuff.
Welfare is nigga insurance. And yeah. if you look at welfare, there's a lot of you whiteys on there. Y'all probably topping with us. Real talk.
There's a lot of people on welfare now. Every
I mean,
color because
talk.
Of recession, you know. Recession got every color on the welfare.
Yeah, it's definitely got every color. But I'm telling
Chinese,
you.
Chinese, Black, white, Asian.
You know,
Spanish.
Most racist people, though, when you really do the math to a person that's real true racist like that, that be, like, ignorant about it. They really don't be educated. Like, they don't even be knowing what's really going on. If you ever hear the comments they saying.
Or they never really just been around a lot, especially country people. Like, they, if they live in an area that is not really, you know, like, has a lot of different, is a melting pot, people don't know how to deal with it. See, when you live in New York, you can live in certain areas that's a melting pot, like Spanish Harlem. That's a melting pot. Queens, some places in Queens, some places in Crown Heights, in Brooklyn. You know, those are melting pots for different races, so you learn, different races learn how to get together. Even if they feel some type of way, they get the same mutual respect for each other. And then, like, through tragedies, through things like 9/11 and hurricanes, everybody pulls together and they just be different. But see, in the little rural country parts, they don't know that. You know, all they know is each other. All they know is some of them, you know, and I don't mean to say it, whether Black, white, or whatever, sleeping with cousins, sleeping with aunts, you know, insects,
mm-hmm.
a lot. So, you know, all they know is each other.
That's crazy. It's real talk, though. A lot of them rural towns be small. You're right. They do wind up humping each other and humping.
Or humping everybody in the town be related by marriage.
It's crazy.
The Hatfields and the McCoys. So that's how it be. Like, now the city would be so big, you go move in the neighborhood, like, you know. I remember one time in the project, you wouldn't even imagine somebody of the Asian descent in there. And now there's a lot of Asian people living in the project, you know? And I remember, and you know, some projects when you first started, you realize they was Italian, especially the Lower East Side, you know?
Oh, man.
And then it branched out. Right. So, you know, it's like a melting pot where people learn to get along, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in different parts like El Barrio, Lower East Side, Crown Heights. Jamaica, Queens, Roosevelt at Queens, you know, now you got your Bensonhurst's and your Howard Beaches and
yeah.
Don't say I'm not gonna lie, you got
I
your
lie, they still rate you
some places
rate.
In Washington Heights, you know, the white man can't go to some places in Washington Heights, I'm gonna be honest, you know what I'm saying?
Besides, like,
be
all the taxis, they still be giving me a funny look. You know what I'm saying? So, but we all manage to work with each other and
You know, it might be somebody. When I go on Sylvia's, I always got to wait on the back of the line.
Yeah,
it might be somebody that feel like that, you know? It might be a different, you know what I'm saying, ethnic group that be like, every time I go to Amy Ruth, they treat me funny. So you never know. Everybody have their own feeling.
It's true.
But Egypt is rocking.
Yeah,
Egypt
they,
is like looking like.
Giving their little liberation.
Yo, I don't even know how many people's out there, man. You got to stay out there to the daytime, because you don't want to walk home now, run into some mad dudes that was down with the regime, because Egypt looking crazy right now.
Egypt is looking crazy.
It's looking bananas right now. If you at your televisions, you look at your television, Egypt is looking like they're going to be something different tomorrow. They got a new president. They say millions celebrate the military oust of Morsi.
That's crazy.
Millions of people.
That's crazy. They
the numbers of millions. It ain't, you know, they said thousands or hundreds of thousands of people in the street. No. Millions. A couple of millions. Not just 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. Millions. They talking like 40, 50 million people outside right now walking the streets of Egypt. It looked like a fair. It looked like a parade. They got more people out there right now than we have in every parade in America.
Egypt is, you know, it's about time, man. Women need their rights. Let us get on.
He is under house arrest, the Muslim, former president now, the Muslim Brotherhood.
Man, he's about to go to jail. Imagine that. You go from luxury to presidency. You own everything, and now you're in jail.
Well, no, Nixon almost went there, but
Nixon,
he got out of it.
And you know, when you get to jail, they can't stand you there, because that's what you put them at.
For some reason, I think Bush deserved to be in jail, though. I don't know
I
why.
I think Bush should have went to jail, too. I ain't gonna
I think
lie.
Bush did some trials, man, that they need to bring Bush up. I think we letting it slide, America.
I think Bush should have been on trial,
I think Cheney, Karl Rove, all these guys need to be. It's got to be some investigation. I'm waiting to hear about the investigation that come up with these guys.
That's
real talk. Something got to come out the worst. They crashed the whole country, man.
I mean, like, for real.
We still,
Cheney
like...
first crash.
Weapons of mass destruction is like, what? Like what is
you
it?
You went and destroyed that whole country for nothing.
We got Bin Laden without killing that whole country. So we could have got Saddam Hussein the same way.
We could have been had.
If we had a smarter president.
We could have been had the, what's his name? The other guy that they found in the hole.
Who?
Oh, no, that's not Ben.
That's
Saddam
Hussein.
Right. I'm thinking about Bin Laden.
Yeah.
But they could have been.
You talking
had,
about Gaddafi?
Nah, I'm talking about Saddam Hussein. They could have been.
Gaddafi be knowing how to get up out of it. Well, they killed his kids, right? Did they kill him, Gaddafi, too?
No, I don't know about Gaddafi.
Gaddafi will break out. They leave everybody. Need a whole family. Gaddafi used to be rolling on him, man. They'd be like, we'll get to Gaddafi. He'd be like, I'm out. You can take my whole, you can take grandma, grandpa, you can take all of them. But you won't catch me.
That's crazy how they caught Saddam Hussein, too. Somebody just snitched on him, like, I'm
man, they give a poor person $30 million. He over there in hut number two.
Not even
a bunch of people probably set him up. The girl he was with.
Nah, he was in a hole. Remember?
Yeah, he was in
a
hole.
Himself with a gun and money.
His money was I don't know. His money didn't protect him enough, but you know.
He was in a hole. They would have never found him in that hole, but somebody snitched him.
He ain't paid with the right person.
He should have been with Bin Laden in the mountains somewhere. But see, Bin Laden got old and rusty, and he had to sit down. So he couldn't sit in the mountains no more.
Yo, Pose, he got, got sold out for, like, cause a dude ain't letting somebody else $5. Like, say, you know, something like, one of the guys like, yo, you know, you bodyguarding Saddam, man, you know. Leave me a little $50, man, I'm broke. Oh, but I ain't got $3. He said, yo, I'm going to get these niggas in trouble. Saddam over there in hut number two.
How much do I get for Saddam?
They said 30-something million. He over there in hut number two.
That's how much they had over his head?
Yeah, a couple of million.
I know they had some.
They flew homeboy back to America. He got a bunch of grocery stores and
crazy.
He owned a 7-Eleven.
They gave him the green
light. Yeah, the green light. Brought him back to America with some 30, 25 million. And right and a couple of businesses, he ain't no American is gonna bother him. He's a man known for he got Saddam. Same dude who squirreled on Bin Laden. Same dude. I mean, not the same dude, but I'm saying same for that dude. They got paid.
Wow.
He caught the number one dude with Bin Laden, so you know what he's doing.
Bin Laden got old, man. He couldn't stay in the mountains no more. Bin Laden was chilling though. He was just sitting there all that time, right there in right there. You know them Palestinians.
They said, you know, guys is ready to take his title though. That's when it gets thick, you know.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's time to get rid of him. Let's get up in here and get some of this money. It's time for some nonstop music, man.
Well, let's get into a little bit more news. They all say right. Wale.
Hold on. Go ahead. Break it down.
Beat out J. Cole and Kanye in record sales. In the last weeks, you know, there's been reported drama attached to the rapper Wale from the singer Tierra Thomas, who he mentioned for 2 years, mentored for 2 years, leaving his camp to sign with Rico Love and his assistant, cursing her out on Twitter. To other often attacking him on his Twitter and saying that he is one of the most arrogant rappers on the scene. He got a bad rap recently for years, but it looks like Wale has a reason to be conceited.
Let me tell you. Well, I don't know if America is still checking for Kanye music right now like it used to. I mean, Kanye's a superstar. No doubt about that. But, you know, sometimes you become a superstar and things start going crazy and different and a lot of things keep happening. The real core of your fan base don't be there no more. You get the pop base. And the pop base, they'll buy your records, this album, that album. The pop base will leave you down. When you get that core cult rap following and a pop base, you're a bad person. Like Jay-Z, he'll never fall off because, like, he got not only just the pop world, but Jay-Z can still come down and break it down for what, you know. Because what I understand, Jay-Z is killing cats right now, this new single he got out right now. I'm waiting, it's supposed to come in. It's just off the new joint he did with Samsung and all his little joints.
Yeah, I heard.
And he got a single that he's going that Lil Wayne and everybody, and they saying he's chopping heads off. So I can't wait to be, I hope I'll be one of the first to play that, and you know I will. So, you know, Kanye, I don't know, man. Just I don't know if America at this point, maybe the next album, he got a single out. It's kind of all right, but video out. He's so strange and all the stuff they talking about with the devil worshiping and this and that. We and people in the real hip hop, blacks and Spanish, you know, we don't like that shit. You know that. You got mad Spanish people that be into the little, you know, the Botanica stuff, you know what I'm saying? And you got mad black people that's Christians and Protestants. And so, you know, it changed. Even if they're from the street, you know, kid could be a hardcore in it, but his mama go to church. He was raised in the church, you know what I mean? Grandma go to church, but he may not go to church. But so we not really so much with when it gets to that point. That'll change us up on you. It was a little good promotional tool, and I guess, I don't know if it's real, but it just changes the whole outlook of to people in the hood on how you are. They look at you like you sold your soul. And once you look at that as you sold your soul, you got to come back out with something super, 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 super fire. And it didn't help when he bumped his head on the wall and that little thing.
That's crazy.
That took down some cool points. That took down a lot. That dropped the stock down.
Come on, man.
That dropped the stock down. And then you come right back.
Kanye West. And Kimmy Cakes, y'all gonna have paparazzi following you all the time. Like, come on, you done lost your etiquette. Like, you just walked into a pole, Kanye West. Like,
he would have been, you know, the people. And the thing is that he would have been better off if he'd had some Chi-Town honey homies, rather slap homeboy down. You know, I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Now, he would probably been better, even though the media was like, yo, talking bad about him, but they wouldn't have been rolling. You know, when you slip up in the media like that, uncool, because, you know, he said, I would have fell to the floor if it was me. Boom, it was them. I'd have sued all the paparazzi. He should have changed it where he could sue them. They did this to me. They blind me.
Yeah, it was a light in my eye.
It was a light in my eye, and I seen it. I would have rolled like that. I don't care how much money I had. I could have just went platinum yesterday.
That's real talk. I don't know. They flash some kind of light, yo, and I just blinded
for a second. I bumped right into the thing. I think I want to sue somebody. They always flashing for everybody that was there.
That would have been
dope
right there, too, because he would have had them, like, leave Kanye alone.
Leave him alone. They would be like, I ain't, he's suing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kanye suing. I would have sued everybody in the vicinity.
Yo, I couldn't see for a second.
I would have fell down to the ground, wait till the ambulance came. They could have took all the pictures of me they wanted. I would have been,
Yeah, but when he got hit in the head, when he hit his head, he just stood there for a few seconds like
he was dizzy.
Yo, he was really,
yo,
he really.
Yo,
hit his head.
I mean, you know, he just, yeah, you know.
Kimmy Cakes was still rubbing his head like, you okay? She was so embarrassed,
stupid
like,
mother, you're stupid. You know, bump your head again.
I'm a stupid ass for letting you. You let him. Y'all both was walking. He told her to put her head down. They was walking with their head down, both of them, looking dumbass.
Let me ask you something, though. North.
Oh, man.
What you think about that?
I think that's just ridiculous, man.
Northwest.
I think he be too much. Like, he just overdo the things he do.
He said, you know what? Jay-Z said blue.
Now he gonna say Northwest. Mm-hmm. That sounds so crazy.
Well, I don't, you know. The name game has changed, though.
What's
I tell
her
you
name?
That. for the rich people. The name game changed for rich kids. Now,
nah,
a whole bunch of rich kids gonna be the black rich kids gonna be
black only, but
yeah, you know, no, nah, the white, the white ones even.
We got blue, we got cherry, we got.
Whatever happened to Raheem?
Northwest. Like, yo, your daughter got
yo, let me tell you
Northwest.
Let me tell you something. I don't. I'd rather be called Jamel, Raheem, Rasheen than some of the names that I heard. Real talk. I mean, you can name your child anything you want, but I'm just thinking about when I become a grown man. Blue is not bad. Blue is kind of like, you know, you know, it could be. I'm not saying, you know, it looks. I think it would have been more for a boy, honestly. You know what I mean?
What?
Blue, like the name Blue.
Mm.
I feel
yeah,
it would have been for a little
son.
Boy, like, you know, a little boy.
No, I like Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy is hot. Yeah, that's what they name Blue Ivy. Now, that you know, Blue Ivy. Ivy's a name,
Blue
though.
Ivy.
Ivy is a female name, though. You know, you got a lot of girls. I know a lot of them girls named Ivy, so they just do the blue on it.
Blue Ivy,
so,
Ivy, Blue. My name is Blue Ivy, right?
Yeah, well, Blue Ivy, so it's
I
not
like
bad because there's a lot
but
of people with females named Ivy.
Yo, North. I'm
Northwest
North.
Is, I don't know, like, you know, I don't know if I want my girl name to be North.
That sounds
some,
like
there's some niggas in jail named
North. Up
I know. North
somewhere.
No,
you
but
know
I know
saying?
A couple of niggas up North named North. Like, dudes, that's their name, North.
That girl gonna be
so
sad.
So, I don't know, you know, I mean, I don't know, and maybe, and I don't even know if that Northwest, I mean, you don't know what's going on in this mind. You know? When you get when he gets a little older, because Kanye, you know, how old is Kanye?
He might be early 30s.
Still running around. Once you get a little older and start realizing, just
or
like
maybe
you,
middle 30s. I don't think he's too
just
young.
Just like all you girls out there, when y'all get 55 with the tattoos and your tattoo don't look the same no more, you know, you get the wrinkles, you got the little butterfly looking like the butterfly looking like the. Like somebody stepped on it because you got wrinkles on your you know when you ever see an old lady and you told she had her tattoos for a long time and they done changed and it looked like something else. Have you ever seen that?
I don't know.
That is the most disgusting thing in the world you can see.
What?
An old lady that you know she got her tattoos in 1974. She's 74 now. And you were like, why you got this tattoo? You got a tattoo looking grandma got a big ass tattoo. I don't know if I want my grandmother to have a tattoo of a butterfly on her ass. Some of you ladies are going to be great grandma with a tattoo butterfly on your ass. And you guys are going to be grandpa with all tattoos all over your face.
Yo, wait till little Wayne turn old. He already
wait till Mike
crazy looking. So when he turned old,
74.
And she started hanging down.
I wonder how that tattoo's going to look at 74 years old. A lot of motherfuckers going to really be going back to Africa.
People that got some sleeves and all, like, you know, they whole arm tattoo. When that shit start hanging, see, and the color starts fading. Ew. Just see. I'm telling you, it's real tough. I do not have a tattoo. K. Nicole don't have no tattoos. I just think that's what happened. Real talk, I just don't know what I'm going to get. I want something real hot. I just don't know what it is. Something real hot that has a nice meaning. You know? That could suit me. Maybe I'll get one. Maybe I won't. But I won't get nothing big and nothing crazy. But they say when you start getting them, you keep getting them.
I don't know if I want to keep shooting ink in my body.
Listen, we were talking about Kanye, right? They got Kimmy Cakes up there. So Kimmy Cakes' mother want Kanye and them to, you know, stay with the baby so he can help. You can help take out the baby or whatever. So he told Kim Kardashian, you can stay there by yourself. I'm going home. You know, it's known that Kim Kardashian and Kanye's mother, Kim Kardashian's mother and Kanye don't really get along. Too well.
Who wouldn't guess that?
I mean, I'm just saying.
They got the same type of ego.
What, her mother?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think Kanye is just
she's not as strange as Kanye, but she's souped up.
Oh my gosh. You gotta be a special person for Kanye because he just seemed like a real idiot. Like, he just seemed like he do silly shit just for no reason. Because he can't.
She's
got
eating
money.
Salad today.
That's it, yep. No, she won't have that. No. I'm wearing red, you wear red. That's like, I don't want you to wear red, I want you to wear green, and I'm wearing red, and we're going to look like Christmas.
And he's telling her what clothes to wear.
And, yo, they said he was dressing her through a whole pregnancy. Yo, he came, yo, he made you look fucked up. You looked as fat and nasty. It's so many pregnant people that look sexy. He had you wearing stuff that was uncomfortable, and you didn't look good.
Pregnant
even
girls are supposed to wear nice sweatsuits and keep their hair nice.
Now, they don't got to wear sweatsuits. They could dress nice and wear little shoes, but you got to wear
certain dresses.
You got to
look all right in certain dresses.
Yeah, you
got to
wear stuff that fit for you.
But I'm going to tell you, the serious shit I'm telling you from the man's point of view, a lot of dudes will tell you this. The pregnant girls look decent when they got like a nice sweatsuit, their hair done. You know, it looks all right. You know, it's just a little, I'll tell you, it just gives a little, she's pregnant.
That's nice, too.
You know, it gives a little cute pregnant glow look.
All right, I feel like.
We don't like to see the pregnant girl trying to still be like she can wear that suit she was wearing to the goddamn club.
I feel that, too.
That is so stupid.
I'm not saying that. They got pregnant women.
Looking like
there's
you
a lot of pregnant
the baby
women
out at any minute.
Who get the nice little shoes that's comfortable and stuff and their little dresses and stuff, and you can look nice. But the stuff Kim Kardashian
so with sundress on and some sandals, you good. Y'all fucking ankles be fat as hell. We don't want to see y'all fucking shit sticking out.
Not all women.
Tight.
Not
y'all
all
women. Wear little shoes anyway. They think with the fat fucking ankles
nah,
sticking out the little
tiny
shoes.
Nah, not all women. That was Kim Kardashian. See,
there's a lot of girls.
Kanye West was dressing her.
Let me tell you something.
But she wasn't wearing the right
most
stuff. She
women, when y'all get out
of
certain
parts,
when y'all ready to drop the bucket, your ankles be fat as hell.
Nah, not everybody. My ankles wasn't like that.
Everybody, you think your ankles were like that.
My ankles was not that like
you
that.
You just
like,
wasn't wearing the little tiny sandals up in the building. If you'd have had the little tiny sandals, you'd have been struggling too.
Yeah, I wouldn't walk crazy outside with my feet look like monsters.
You had sneakers on anyway. You had sneakers and little other shoes.
I had sneakers.
On.
I wore my shoes.
You had
my
little
clothes,
other shoes, but you didn't have
up
those little other shoes.
But
like
I've been wearing, I wouldn't wear that. That's ugly.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. But when you try to wear that and the
but
and
I won't
the,
wear
the,
shoes. Why not?
And the fat back out your feet is showing, then it doesn't make no sense. And the rich people, they do that. They swear to God. They swear to God. Sandals. And no spare chuckling sandals neither.
Listen,
real decent sandals.
I'm just saying, Kim.
Don't get no spare chuckling.
You've been dressing
like
very decent before you had Kanye showing you how to do it. I just didn't like your gear for your pregnancy, man. You was looking crazy.
They be dressing sometime like they fucking off a Star Trek.
You a fashion mogul. I know you looked in the mirror and said, this don't look cute. But anyway, man, you got to get your own world back. I don't know what's going on, though. They say he dress her. He tell her what to wear. They got to always be coordinated. Now he don't even want to stick around. He don't want the mother to be around like that to help out with the baby. So you know what? She probably going to have to fly over there with them in Europe, wherever he at, London or something. You know?
I don't know.
Because he don't want to stay here with her in L.A. He like, hell no.
If they kick Bruce out, they're going to kick me out.
Definitely going to kick him out. You already know he's strange. You already know he look like the type that you can't get along with.
I wonder if him and Bruce Jenner does.
He need to be out the country. How you move yourself out the country because you tired of people.
He not like Lamar.
Yo,
he probably jealous of Lamar. He probably jealous of Lamar.
Yeah, him and his boo got a nice little relationship.
He ain't as rich as them, but
no,
no, Lamar got money, but
Kanye and
Lamar got money, but you know Lamar.
They all got money. She got money. She be doing her own little thing.
Well, you know
their
dad had money.
Too.
She got money from dad. God bless his dad.
And the business, that whole show, all that shit got the money.
And they made money off their booties and sex and the, I don't know how
not
much she
all
won
of them. Just
she won platinum off of Ray J. Her Ray J won.
And that shit was a
whack
ass video.
Well, they won triple platinum.
It was platinum because you got to see them, but that was the whack
video. They made money off of that.
Well, yeah, she definitely got her thing on. Anyway, Ray J was on the rise when we heard about him and Lil' Kim getting it popping. Remember that?
Yeah, he took the cake with Whitney Houston, and then it was right before she died.
Oh, he took the cake with Whitney Houston. But Kim Kardashian came before Whitney, I think. That video came before Whitney. Yes, it did.
Nah, Whitney was just recently.
Nah.
When she passed away, they said her.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying when he first started messing with Whitney, that came after Kim. After that video, Kim, little Kim came before the video, and the video came before Whitney. Whitney was like, I'm going to get on Ray J. That shit was a powerhouse, right? Ray J. Humphrey, Whitney Houston. Rest in peace. Whitney Houston.
So you say Jake, you say Wale is the top seller right now?
They say Wale is the man right now. J. Cole, Kanye West, and Wale. They say he the man. You know he was having that discrepancy with that girl with that song, right?
What song?
That song that he got Rihanna on now. Bad girl song.
Yeah.
So, you know, they was giving him a lot of grief about all that, and, you know, he wound up being the top dude.
Wow. Well, let's get into some music ourselves. Give a little nonstop situation.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's Hump Wednesday. We've been talking.
Hump Wednesday, every Wednesday, Beastie Radio, K. Nicole will be here. You know how Stu do. When he in the city, he'll be through.
Let's do it.
You know he'll be through. It's Beastie Radio Hump Wednesday. Let's get it.
They got the street corner.
It's the street corner.
It's the block club.
My
DJ,
home.
DJ.
Hit the club with a snow bunny. Left the club with like 400. Coming Chris Brown cause I'm gone running. Super hood, been good. I'm a die trap and I still do it. I face death and I live through it. Try me, I put your kids through it. What the fuck you thinking? My niggas really banging. Stomp a nigga out. I'm the hood, Kurt Franklin. This blunt so loud, got my whole hand stankin'. Bank of America, that's where the fuck I'm hanging. Action, Jackson, Mr. Bring the Stack. Baby, drop it for me, we can make a transaction. Catch me out in traffic, OHB action. Yeah, the fat boy made your bitch get nasty.
L.A. Legal.
So many girls, I'm so in love.
Block Club DJ.
Cause we won't play those games, yo, that's my word.
you. Ain't gotta worry, shorty, my heart is true.
You, it's all or nothing. Yeah.
Niggas on the dick like two lips, with my dick in they bitch two lips. clips. Smoke a two lips, you a fool, bitch, got two clips. And now I'm walking towards that east way, cause that's where we play. Around the block where the D stays. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. Walking towards that east way, cause that's where we play. Around the block where the D stays. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. East way, my way, Lex Ave, nigga, where I play. Young nigga with a mean swag, young nigga getting mean cash. Ever since a youngin', I've been thuggin'. But my mama always told me, keep a brother or a homie. So I stuck with SDE, know y'all niggas can't hold me. Ever since that diamond came, now it's looking lonely. Free my bro, Mac Lex, can't wait till you come home, B. Then it's on B, I fire on his bitch ass. Y'all niggas don't want no drama, SDE, we come and find ya. Find ya, SE, we come and find ya. I'm the young nigga with a gun, nigga. SE, we gonna bust, nigga. You better duck, nigga. I ain't chump, nigga.
Don't bluff, nigga. We don't trust, nigga. Drop niggas like a clutch. Do no mind to these silly hoes, cause these broke hoes ain't worth much.
No.
Dollars in the nigga pocket, sure to get wet. I'ma leg her.
Dollars in the nigga pocket, sure to get wet. I'ma leg her.
Lex. Walking towards that east way, cause that's where we play. Around the block where the D stays. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way.
Walking towards that east way, cause that's where we play. Around the block where the D stays. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this east way.
project the intellect, but some acceptance didn't give you it. But if you what? The visa or the chief are often come to fix it up. But must not be just enough to manifest the fabric mathematics, like be that of Asiatic rock, the bishop's ecstatic, and that's your rocket to my concept. And I got to stand for this, but this why civilized this hip hop rhyme from a black mind. To kicking it to you all the time, like the alarm. You like a more a peace sign, represent my way of life, and this be that of Islam. I put my time before I manifest the rhyme, sharp and accurate to stop the music on a dime. Knowledge me, acapella, wisdom G, I'm manifesting, understanding, understood, so there's no need for I keep you guessing. Follow me now, see, I be rocking. The second hand is ticking, still the posse don't be clocking. Controllers of the clock be ticking closer to the point. Rock this funky joint, 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 joint. Probably PRT for short, now then one more, Or am I too much for the mental? Proceed, teacher, please, just keep it sort of simple like hip-hop. You're complicated, see, I place it according to the moods of my intellect. Step for step, I step a little closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. But I'm your teacher, I teach ya. Rock it when I rock ya. The king I call probably a different style of hip-hop. Move like a
beast.
Like a slave trying to get away. See, I'm combined with two kinds of rhyme trying to reach ya. The knowledge of myself makes me a poor righteous teacher. Stop to flip the topic, Islamically I drop it. My duty be to teach, so keep your pistol in your pocket. Eyes up, floor and master, traveling faster as I get closer to the point. Rock this funky joint, keep joint. I have to get the sounds that you be seeking and the words that I be speaking. For righteous teachers, posse teaching. Anyone that likes this style that I be styling, mentally profiling. Should I say smooth with the roughness, just serving justice. Suckers try to suck this, but I be scoping. Never, I'm not sleeping,
because it's close to freedom. G,
with posse ruling,
PRT,
word B. It's sort of simple, see. Now look at me, the holy intellectual type. When I write, the spirit always keep me something hype. I pass the mic, yo. Whole life, like I'm creating. Man, I'll be the Satan. Can I say I'm great when there's not another brother greater? Turn a coach and beat him for support. See, man, I've got the point.
Rock this funky joint. He jumps.
Losers never rock this. Snakes try to stop this. Purified and holy hip hopness. Listen to the concept. Sweat, check me. Peace be the Lord. I feel the sword when I speak. I salam ya alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
A universal greeting from the people of my kind. Step into the realm of my cipher. Feel the different cipher. Coming from a slip and step and check me. 1200 left about the vine. He's asking me to rock. So now I'm giving him the spot. They didn't know the time. Turn a coach and beat them for support. She manifest the point.
Rock this funky joint.
Yeah.
This is Beast Dude Radio.
You shouldn't wait. I roll with a posse, and you try to stop me or the yo. And brothers try to pop me on the sneak tip without me knowing, so I keep going, and my mind keeps flowing. On, and I don't quit. I get put to the limit, and yo, that's it. Step by step, I put an end to your funk, cause I'm the chosen one. Yes, me, my son, a young kid from the ghetto, a kiddie from the city. I don't feel sorrow, and I have no pity to run up on you and wax for tax. To go your money and from your eyes your contacts. Then flex over, I hop, skip, and the jump to the next town. They go punk a chunk. MCs try to diss me, I try to bust caps. I'm not having it, and that means no half jack. So get the Bozak only off the crack. That's whack. This is the big payback. As I go and flow to a different type of tempo.
Y-M-D.
Come on, E, cause P keeps it simple. Plus I'm striking like lightning, throwing blows like Tyson, slaying MCs on a QT, sorta like a sniper. So if a sucker don't like me, the feeling is mutual. I tune my rhyme to a large beer, then shift the noose in the crack of 40.
What time?
Over OE, the slaying MC.
How?
On the QT.
So what's your name,
come
boy?
Come on, you know it's MD. So while I'm wrecking, he's checking all the bodies that's left in. I pop behind the stage, the P is like stepping. Off from the scenes, I see lights and sirens. Witness everywhere, but no one seen a thing. When cops ask questions, my description is vague. No answers at all, just bodies behind the stage. When witness yells out that he was dressed in black. Stupid Dookie Link with a fisherman hat. A cop says, yo, how'd he flee from the spot in a black sports car? I think it was an Iris, but the windows were tinted and we couldn't get a look.
Why?
There was smoke from the rubber he cooked, the big payback.
No Romeo or Juliet romance story, just DPMD, the fame and the glory, the rapid technique, something like Princeton Dangerous. It keeps you with suspense and you have to be cool, and plus that stamina, cause if you don't, I'm gonna end up stabbing you in the gut, from the razor cut, and I'ma stick and pick until your mind goes nuts, and my son grows to make a summer bubble, but don't never ever ever mess with E-Double. I'm like Jumper Jack Flash, a spy with an eye, I do no stunts and I'm not the four guy, I'm just the E, the R-I-T-K. That's all. Here's some check, 1, 2, and some yes, yes, y'all. I'm the man of the hour. Sweet to be sour.
So what you saying, E?
I got it. So dig it as I kick it. Keep your eyes open, cause a bro like me is always scope. When the fact is your fat, because I cut no slackers like that. This is the big payback.
Yo, yo. If rapper was a tribe, I'd be the Chief Comanche. Hat, fat, link, chunky rings, nothing fancy. So saddle up MCs and off we go. It's not a rodeo, but I carry a lasso, cause I'm back from vacation. Cause suckers kept slipping, rapping on beat, plus your tunes wasn't hitting. Don't wanna claim a style on the MIC, but I could go state to state, corrupting shows with these. Cause whether I'm acting or relaxing, waxing or taxing, never step to a show without packing. My partners, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson, so nothing was funny at the rap session. I'm strictly biz and knuckles, no time for laugh. For chuckles, I drop clear lyrics while your bass are muffles.
Let's blow.
Hell no, and still flow and say dope. More or less do a show. Nah, the only high I get is with my fans, your hoe. So get the bows zap because we're back to hack. Here to let you know that it's a big payback. Yeah, that's right, man. A big payback in '89. You know what I'm saying? Effect on unfinished business tip. Albert Tony, Tony, snapping that.
This is Beast Dude Radio. Radio.
Let's go. I started in the shy, now I'm Hollywood on high.
downtown Brooklyn, making sure you look in. I got a dream and a vision, and I started cooking. Health will always be on your side like a good friend. M4L, yeah, that's me. I got to stepping outside of the old me. And maybe that's why I see too many die. I get a misconception. Cancer was a lie. New York's why I take it. So my people make it. And when they make it here, I'ma take them everywhere. Look at Steve Jobs. Worth 6 billion. Now he's 6 feet under. Hear that man plunder. Love couldn't even really take that man's life, though. I'ma stay in shape so I can spit on the mic, though. The bridge is the best tool for oppression. Global music for life, first class in session. Sing it, shorty. Oh!
Better on Minuto, your boy's the truth though. This is a movement, we bringin' what's next. We are who we are, regardless race or sex. Put me on the front line, I'm taking all bets. Loyalty, love, respect, nothing less. Health equals wealth, better love yourself. They say we move fast, somewhat of self. Just soy boricua, let's run these laps. See the whole world, mi gente, it's a rap. Familia primera, soy enamorado. Education is the key, tell them haters walk it out. From New York to Puerto Rico, repping all my peoples. Vamos con nosotros and let's do the sequel.
From the park on the pull-up bar, and I just wanted to start talking, walking, tell you what I'm about and who I market. I'm global music for life. I'm a rapper just trying to be seen, platinum records and things. I'm just trying to stay healthy in the process of doing it. GM4L, the movement that I'm moving with. You look like a girl I can have on my side. Hit the gym on the weekend and laugh in the ride. Make it big in New York and live a healthier life. Hold it down for the kid while I rap on the mic. Yes, I'll show you how to do this, hun. I got 99 problems, but my health ain't one. Hit me. Shout out to Dr. Nikki Hurt. We gon' make sure our world don't hurt. Let's work,
One hand in the air for the
about to hit the yacht, bring the whole crew. We can spend a week on the water. I'm headed to the border with the killers, just drinking. We falling out of order. Go hard like LeBron in the paint. So much rosé, swear to God about the face. We get it in like we just won the chip.
I'm different,
honey, you can tell by the whip. Three-story crib, ghost in the highway. Flip in the air, cause I did it my way. Turn it up, ran wild in the streets. Ski mask, duct tape, 50 cal on the creek.
I'm not trying to wait till you make up your mind, babe. Tonight you're mine. Yeah. I'm not trying to wait till you make up your mind, babe. Tonight is so mine. Yeah.
Time to step out the back. Toast them to rock. Mind trying to fly you far from the block. No more dreaming, shit got real. Can't live this life, can't have people feel. Shit, I'm traveling, man, no looking back. Gators on back, chick sitting on my lap. Bottles popping, watch it throw it back. Cameras on deck, counting these racks. Shit, I know that's basic. Open up your mouth, come out, come on, taste it. Feel so surreal, hoes know the deal. Married to the game, but we ain't gotta chill. And I'm just keeping it true. Shit, I would've been a lawyer, but your boy's the truth. From the block to the booth, all I got is proof. Let me show you how life like looking through the sunroof.
I'm not trying to wait till you make up your mind, babe. Tonight you're mine. Yeah. I'm not trying to wait till you make up your mind, babe. Tonight is so mine. Yeah.
Nigga, I like fat asses. I love it when the hair long. You meet these qualifications. Come get this money. And hair long. 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 Camel toe. Toss that money up, now catch it ass. Super Bowl. I love a bad bitch with an attitude and her nose up in the air. Uh-huh. I love a bad bitch who got a bad bitch that always wanna share. Uh-huh. Long hair down to her back, no carpet downstairs. If that pussy good, I wear it out like Jordan's 2 pair. Now hold up. Ass in the water, that's a fish tank. Okay. Head to her ass, that's a fire escape.
Okay.
Ass on her back, that's a backpack. Tip, drill, credit cards, where I swipe it at.
Cause it fold up. I never had an issue, so official when I whistle, couldn't breathe my green in a polar. He like, wait, damn, why you wanna go and do that? All that cake, man, every time I gotta move back. 34, 24, 40 and a half. Spread it, count 7 digits, I just want the cash. Never catch me coming after no hoe. Tell the gang the logo. Blew your mortgage in Soho. This frame can't fit a photo. I could fuck you all in your ego and just ride you out when you trip. Nobody do it like you do. Talk that shit to you when you flip a bed. Bitch like me, you get all up in your brain. A couple mindgasms that we ballin' up in Spain. Hit the ground.
Down.
My top, yo bitch, they both going down. Why? SL? You don't know what it spell? Put that pussy on my shirt, squirt, squirt that Dolce and Gabbana.
Pause.
Ass
so fat, I put her on a dick diet. Got a stripper named Diamond, I just buy a pussy ring. Got a roommate named Alexis that she let me fuck once.
What I do?
Let me fuck once. I went and bought that hoe a Beamer. Truck like a U-Haul, tell that bitch to move that ass. TMZ reporter, I just gotta get a picture. Shopping for the pussy, Walmart, spending cash.
Yeah.
The way she work that ass, I might buy this bitch a suit.
Yeah, got my niggas in this bitch. Mick, Swizzy, Ziggy just came in with a pimp. Hold up.
We tight in that switcher, switcher. Bitches after my niggas, niggas. Fuck a bitch and I ditch her, ditch her. I be after my figures, figures. Couple shots of that liquor, liquor. Look around and I pick 'em, pick 'em. Roll a blunt and I burn up. All them bitches gon' turn up, turn up, turn up. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Never on that sober shit like, hold up, bitch, I'm stoned up. Tell them bad bitches they can holler, get that long fuck. I pulled up with that red bone, did a pussy beat with no headphones. Cause the pussy weak that she head home. I be ballin' bitch to that bread gone. But I'm close as fuck to that bakery and they be hating me, but I don't give a fuck. Hope we made it through all them obstacles and I was bound to lose, but I'm thriller tough. No police, I never give a cup. For these bad bitches just fucking dip. With a lot of weed, I'm about to fucking lift. I be on the trees like a fucking chip and I burned up with that sweatshirt, sweatshirt. Perf all in my system. Some dick go all in the denture. Tell him it's adventure. Better not confess them all. You can watch my niggas ball. Course out when it's tip off. Passing plus like Chris Paul. We quick to get in your bitch draws. I fuck around and she fuck around and we fuck around and she going down. She swallowing slow when I pop her throat and I gotta go. So it's adios. I turned up like them figures, figures. She could play as my feature.
Feature.
No bitches that keep her.
Nah.
You fuck around with that creature. I got weed pipes and that switcher.
Switcher.
Bitches after my niggas, niggas. Fuck a bitch and I ditch her. I be after my figures. Couple shots of that liquor, liquor. Look around and I pick 'em, roll a blunt and I burn up. All them bitches gon' turn up, 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 turn up. I be on that dope trail, never played the block, no O'Neal. Bitch, more real with them cold skills, with them label niggas throw more deals. You folk real with that weak shit, when my deep shit is on new levels. Watching all of my competition, looking at them niggas like, you better step your fucking game up, bitch. I change up with no pistol. When I flip hoes like acrobats and get back to rapping, my shit goes too hard, bitch. I'm too hard, I'm hot as hell and you lukewarm. You can get the business, no suit on, better cut it out like coupons. Tell a bitch ass niggas that to get past, niggas fitting like this here, gotta up your game. Nigga, up your fame, I can take that shit, no break pad, nigga, I run this game. That mean I can't stop, I'm hard as rocks, it's like a boulder. I'm the shit, you caught the older, circle small, I watch the cobras. Make a rhyme, like a chauffeur, I'm supposed to make a million. Bring a feeling to the game, that bring a change to all civilians. And I got them, watch them like a rolling when it happened. You could look, but never find a cola, motherfucker rapping. I got weed pipes and a switcher, switcher. Bitches after my niggas, niggas. Fuck a bitch and I ditch her, ditch her. I be after my figures. Figures, couple shots of that liquor, liquor. Look around and I pick 'em, roll a blunt and I burn up. All them bitches gon' turn up, 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 turn up.
I threw the dice, I hit a seven. I left the table, my nigga, I'm done betting. Straight to my suite, I'm letting the view set in. The club is packed, guess who guess they gon' let in?
reasons. Jelly over some white truffles. The cash for that came out of my Louis duffel. My bitch rocked the Hermes, I got the buckle. Two matching Rolexes, that makes us a cute couple. And keeping up with the Joneses got you in trouble. Then keeping up with the haters don't cost you double. And I love it, my nigga, you gotta witness it. I'm an addict and I'm addicted to images. Coastline, look at the coastline. From the back of the Zoomer, it's cigar smoke time. My glass is empty, I'ma need more wine. Look at my watch, it should be the cover of Time. Look at my bitch, she should be the cover of Vogue. Look how that brand new Porsche covered the road. Look how that runway dress covers the ass. She my cover girl, so I'ma cover the tab. Took a shot of XO and went to my villa. Strange women keep rubbing on my tequila. I do it big when intentions to do it bigger. I let it get clear water off of the deck. Clear blue skies off the wings of the jet. Handmade automobiles, Tiffany sets. Diamonds without the flaws like a lasso around my neck. I love to see niggas get what they deserve. Whether it's bullets or masses out in the burbs. I love to see a bitch face when the crew pulls up. I love reminding these whack niggas what cool was. I love to see contracts with large amounts. A bowl of Cheerios is falling in my account. And I love it, my nigga, you gotta witness it. I'm an addict and I'm addicted to images. The roses on the PS, you way bottle. 2 million bitches, too heavy, it's my role model. I seen Michael Jackson do the illest shit. Was born black and broke and died white and rich.
Oh! hoes don't roll with me unless they hit the streets, so all y'all can ride and get stacked and bring it right back to me. Cause on top of a P.A.P. like Chuck E. and he's my teeth. Come on, get that. Come around tripping about some dog that's burning and flipping. You don't want drama, I throw big line with a step in the piss off instead of no box. From that yellow two by S, I to the A, to the N, to the A. See, they get straight, we take it to the face. N.A.M. dog, you don't like it.
Walking towards that east way. that's what we play. Around the block where the D's stay. A lot of niggas got caught up in this East way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this East way.
Walking towards that East way, cause that's what we play. Around the block where the D's stay. A lot of niggas got caught up in this East way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this East way. East way, my way, Lex Ave, nigga, where I play. Young nigga with a mean swag, young nigga getting mean cash. Ever since a youngin', I've been thuggin', but my mama always told me, keep a brother or a homie. So I stuck with FDE, know y'all niggas can't hold me. Ever since that got me gay, now it's looking lonely. Free my bro, Mac Lex, can't wait till you come home, B. Then it's on B, I fire on his bitch ass. Y'all niggas don't want no drama, FDE, we come and find ya. Find ya, S.E., we come and find ya. I'm the young nigga with a gun, nigga. S.E., we gonna bust, nigga. You better duck, nigga. I ain't chump, nigga.
Don't bluff, nigga. We don't trust, nigga. Drop niggas like a clutch. You no mind to these silly hoes, cause these broke hoes ain't worth much. No. Dollars in the nigga pocket, sure to get wet. I'ma leg her.
Dollars in the nigga pocket, sure to get wet. I'ma leg her.
Lex, walking towards that East way, cause that's where we play. Around the block where the D's stay. A lot of niggas got caught up in this East way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this East way.
Walking towards that East way, cause that's where we play. Around the block where the D's stay. A lot of niggas got caught up in this East way. A lot of niggas got caught up in this East way.
Your body got me rowdy, digging the swag, status don't matter, so what, I'm a rapper, goofy love, not what I'm after, music's crystal clear, for you I make these chicks disappear, whisper in your ear, kiss you on your chin, look inside your eyes and push my love in, high like the sky, you could be my angel, we could fly high, I'd never betray you, made for each other, play with each other, walk, talk, motivate, and pray with each other, nothing fake with each other, love to hold your legs, break you down the side, got me on the rise, shorty got the lie, 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 never flies, ain't glide, like it's my day, dry, I'm on my job, like menage a trois, or can I say,
need the fuck. Like it, she like it, like it, like it, like it, like it. I told her, come and get it, get it, get it, get it. She like it, like it, like it, like it, like it. I told her, come and get it, get it, get it, get it. She like it.
Into my right like, no, girl, who you? Don't know where you're from, but baby, girl, you just get over here and I'll send big old booty in your mouth. No time for playing, you know what it is, it's.
Drop, drop that air, bill, and let's get this party started. Got some bottles of Ciroc, yeah, you know it's the party. Tell the DJ, turn me up, we getting live in this bill. Got my niggas with me, getting live in this bill.
She acting bougie, she cocky, got on this Santa Claus. No need to front.
She like it, like it, like it, like it, like it. I told her come and get it, get it, get it, get it. She like it, like it, like it, like it, like it. I told her come and get it, get it, get it, get it. She like it.
Let me spin your ear. Can you keep a secret? If I touch it, can I have it, baby girl? Let me keep it. That body, I need banging, baby girl. You the one. Now let me beat that booty like a drum.
Like it, like it, like it, like it. I told her come and get it, get it, get it, get it, get it.
She like it, I love it, girl, I'm biting. She just gave me brain, so I'm feeling just like a psychic. She grooving, she boozing, I asked her what her type is. She told me don't even worry when you heard me, just come and pipe it. We in the car, the Bacardi, it's not an option. Champagne, champagne, the mama be part of hopping. All the way, keep her moving, cause once I get started stopping, it's probably not gonna happen. Smashing it till she tapping. Yeah. But yeah, she nasty, I can tell how her face looks. And it getting graphic, she like it, it like it's Facebook. The DJ got it running, we on fire in this room. Back to the turn, are we going live in this room?
She making moves, she cocky, got on the Santa Claus. And doing better than these other hoes. She independent, she bad, she know just what she want. Girl, I already told me, ain't no need to fuck. She like it, like it, like it, like it, like it.
Break it down.
sitting in a trap, white on the lap, peeing in my hand, other one got the crack, working with a quota, he telling me I got the pump harder, back then, all the nigga want to be was a baller, 4 in the morning, riding around, still hustling, can't find a nigga, so fucking, nigga getting floated, it's 79 colors, me and T-Ron to the bath, Teddy Marvin, I'm the same old nigga, keep the dope thing smoking in the head, Marvin, time to fold, let the truth be told, cuff the broad, guess what, you got to in-house told, my bitch be stunned with the Gucci purse, or the Louis Vuitton, Darion jeans with the Air Force One, neck and the wrist so icy, man, surfing, holding me down, for the last 10 years, man, that's priceless, pull up in the 600 Benz with the open up top, beam on the Glock, run if you want to, bitch, can't start to die, I got the coke by the block, plugged in so the shit don't stop, put it in your veins, put it up your nose, what you want, then let me know, cab package or a motherfucker's home, microwave, hot pot of the stove, whip it up, then write a flow, now I'm heading to the stove for a bag of ice and a box of Rillos, same click, same bitch, and I don't give a shit.
Somebody's got to pay attention, even if we have to break for bridges. We gon' get it going. Soon as we touch it, break it down. Then we wait up and set it till it's gone.
Trying to brag, bro. D8, that nigga couldn't touch young Goldie with a flagpole. Nigga knock it off, my bitch. But I ain't get mad, though. For what, my nigga? You can have that trash, ho. Cause a bitch ain't nothing, nigga. Come a dime a dozen. That's a bit of the cutty. After me and after you, the hoe. Still gonna be fucking. And I'ma still be balling. Nigga get money, rap hustling. Me and Wanda Lotto trying to keep this shit popping. Like a pizza shot chopper from Crowley. Lafayette, back east to Crockett. Got a needle in the pot, I can whip it or drop it. 40,000 under the couch, another 20 in my mouth. Ballin' in the south, dick bitch to the hustle. Boys acting like smokers when we all finna drop. Black NFL receiver, bitch, I'm good with the rap. So please don't spark that, I know what they point at. 35-20, I-10-45, make a nigga have a heart attack. Coming up by the center field, looking like Romo, Cowboys, quarterback. Speed limit, locked in, got the girl trained. She ain't worried about the cops, man, we pushing on side.
Here we go, somebody gather me a ticket. Even if we have to break for bridges, we gon' get it going. Soon as we touch it, break it down. Then we wait up and set it till it's gone. Trying hard not to slip, cause I can't stumble, fumble, or fall if I don't slip. But it ain't fuck true and no shit. So I'd never be a yeah. I'm like, somebody's gonna be a ticket. Even if we have to break for bridges.
Radio. I said, Beast Radio. No.